Another car bomb exploded in Iraq today, this one at police headquarters in Baghdad. One policeman was killed and more than a dozen people were injured. The bombing was the fourth such attack in less than a month. News analyst Daniel Shore says these bombings mark a dangerous turning point.
The bombs of August and now September portend a serious challenge to America's ability to achieve any early stability in Iraq. None of the four bombings since August 7th, the Jordanian embassy, the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad, the mosque in Najaf, and today the police headquarters in Baghdad, was a freelance suicide affair. The bombers used timers and remote control devices, suggesting organized resistance. What all of these apparently have in common is the intention of scaring those who would collaborate with America. The immediate effect is visible. The newly established Governing Council and Cabinet, the first important step in transferring authority, devoted part of its inaugural meeting to complaining to Administrator Paul Bremer that he was not providing them with adequate protection. One member reportedly said, "The Governing Council could become a morgue." Some of the newly sworn-in Iraqi police have taken to changing out of uniform for their trip home. The International Donors Conference, scheduled for Madrid next month, to which the Bush administration was looking for financial aid and reconstruction, may be postponed because of the uncertain situation in Iraq. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, in an unusually defensive article in the Wall Street Journal today, does not acknowledge the existence of resistance but speaks only of terrorists. He says, "They test our will, the will of the Iraqi people, and the will of the civilized world. If we can't be successful here, we won't be successful in the global war on terrorism." Congress is returning to town. Many members, including some leading Republicans, are in a mood to quiz the Bush administration on how come all this. The administration will be asked to account for the current situation and to estimate future costs, especially if other countries hold back on aid. Senator Trent Lott wants the president to address the nation and say where we are and where he thinks we need to go. And some want to know whether it's time for President Bush to say that America is facing not scattered remnants of Saddam Hussein's supporters, but an organized insurrection. This is Daniel Shore.